All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. Here's what we have going on today, people. First of all, we have a little giveaway for the people out there, for our good listeners that may or may not, or may or are in the doghouse, Ike. So,
believe me, it's the holiday season. There are plenty of men out there in the doghouse. Some of them put themselves in the doghouse thinking that they're going to get out of the responsibilities that come around this time of the year.
And some guys are just dumb, like guys can be dumb. Others are in positions because their mom puts them somewhat in the position. But regardless, all throughout today's show, we want you to tell us what got you in the doghouse. And then at the end of the show, we're going to take all of the doghouse entries and choose one person that's going to win an incredible Valentine's Day package that includes a Love Bloom diamond pendant made from 14-karat gold with 1/4 carat of pure Marks-grown diamonds. Get yours at marks-jewelers.com. $25 towards a Valentine's Day flower bouquet at Acme Markets. And one gift card for an hour massage or facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. For locations and more information, go to handandstone.com. So when you call in and you're talking about whatever we're talking about, tell us what put you in the doghouse. The only qualifier is you can't be something you did that you're arrested for, or like adultery or anything like that. You can't call up and be like, yeah, you know, I did this. You know, I got caught. She saw my phone, and that's why. No, like, we're not doing that. But as far as burying your dog in the backyard and coyotes digging it up and not cremating it and everything else like that, that's you could do that. So we've had some really good doghouse for the first 2 hours. So get yours in right now. 888-729-9494. Look who's there. Jim from Mark's Jewelers is on the line. Ike, Jim.
How you doing, boys? Good to hear from you.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Up, Jim?
Yeah, so this we have the Love Bloom Diamond pendant that we're giving away
today. Before that, I wanna just going and doing a Mile High Club with the wrong lady is definitely going to get you in the doghouse.
Yeah, I'd say so.
from the last segment, you guys were cracking me up. I've been sitting here listening and waiting for you. And I love the passion about baseball. You are just killing it over the baseball thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Jim, listen, I normally come to you to try to get out of the doghouse, but even you can't save me from the doghouse because I have too big of a mouth. Right, but it helps.
Wait.
It helps having you.
How did the diamond studs work out for you in January?
Excellent. For my wife's birthday, excellent. Yeah, she loves them. She loves them. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Great. So, Jim, one lucky person out there is going to get this Love Bloom diamond pendant courtesy of you. How can people get one of their own? Obviously, marks-jewelers.com is a good way.
Yep. They can come in. We have several here for sale. I don't know if we're going to be able to, you know, make the ship to, you know, for tomorrow. Our FedEx literally just left with a stack of packages. And so we have some left over and come on by.
So come to Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, and grab whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Jim, it's still 15% off your order before Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
Yes. Except right now you'll have to select, you know, pick up in store as your option, and we'll have it ready for you. We have our really convenient, you don't even have to enter, guys. You could just walk through the vestibule, and we have a locker system that you could just pick up your gift and go on your merry way if you choose not to see any of my amazing staff.
Yeah, well, go in, because you do have an amazing staff. Jim, we appreciate it, man. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, there he is, the great Jim from Mark's Jewelers. Yes. There you go. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is that you have your anniversary right after Valentine's Day. I have Christmas. Yes. My wife's birthday is at the end of January, and then 2 weeks later is Valentine's Day. It's just, you know, how much buying can we do here, Ike? I mean, geez. No,
you just keep digging.
I'm not.
I'm trying not to jump in there with him, but he keeps inviting me to jump in there with him.
But because I know the guys out there can relate and they understand, and they also realize that none of that matters.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. It matters to us. That doesn't matter a damn. All right.
He said, "How much can you spend?
How much? How much can you? I don't know. I mean,
maybe not enough.
No, you're right." I wish I wasn't so cheap. I wouldn't be in trouble.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. See, we think women want an expensive gift, right? So we think the more we spend on the gift, the better they are going to feel about the gift. Now, maybe that's correct in some situations.
No, you're right. But really what they want is they want it from the heart.
Yes.
Which is what becomes the problem with me is that, like, it's not that I don't care. I'm just like that. She's certainly – for my birthday, she had family and friends and coworkers.
Oh, man. Put a lot of thought, a lot of work into that.
A lot of time into it.
Yes.
Into a montage that you guys played on the air and made me cry.
Yes, it was beautiful.
How do I live up to that? Right? You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, that's what I have to live up to.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like, man, now I got to find a way to live up to this.
Yeah, that's my reaction.
Yeah, that's your reaction.
That's probably the problem right there. All right. So we have that right
that
there. So
funny.
Get in with the doghouse. But Sixers and Phillies right now, Phillies beginning of spring training, there's always optimism when it's spring training. Even if you know the team's not good enough, there's optimism. And I'm optimistic this team can be a wild card type team this year. I know they're not going to win. You don't even think that.
No.
But I think they can win in the 80s in the mid to upper 80s. But I don't know how realistic that is. But that's how I feel right now. They're not going to win a World Series this year, right? And then the 76ers, which is the other team that we're really paying close attention to right now. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather be right now? Who has the better situation? That's our Twitter question. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. Who would you rather be right now and going forward? So it's not just right now, it's also going forward. And that's why I said the Phillies, because right now, the Sixers are in better position to win right now than the Phillies, certainly.
Yeah.
But I don't believe the Sixers are ready to win right now, and I don't believe they're going to win as constituted right now in the future. Mm-hmm. To where at least the Phillies, to me, there's some flexibility with the payroll coming up in 2021. There are prospects that could be drafted or that are unknown right now that could turn them into a championship team.
Sure.
To where the Sixers, I feel like the organization's going to go with Ben and Joel, and that's not going to work. I don't know who their coach is going to be. I don't know who their GM is going to be. I don't necessarily know if I trust the owner. There's a lot of things with the Sixers that I just don't like, Ike, so I voted Phillies in this particular poll.
Well, for those reasons you just mentioned about the Sixers is why I feel better if I'm a Sixers fan, because you have the most important ingredients to winning a championship. You got most of those ingredients you have in place. You just need to figure out the finishing touches to what you're trying to put together here, that it's supposed to be a championship team. You also need, obviously, for these guys to accelerate their maturity levels, right? They need to get locked in on a singular focus of winning a championship. That's probably the biggest concern I have with the Sixers, is that the talent, they may not know how to get it done just yet. They don't know what it takes to get it done, but the parts are there. Whereas when I look at the Phillies, with the exception of a couple of pieces, how good do I really feel about the roster? Right? I love Bryce Harper. Love Bryce Harper. Glad he's going to be here. I'm more concerned that we're going to waste Bryce Harper being here than I am excited that Bryce Harper is going to be able to get a championship for us. And not that he has to lead, because he can do his job, and you still may not be good enough to get one. That's where more of my concern is there, and with the ownership and whether or not they're fully committed, and when will they get fully committed. They're talking about when we believe we have a World Series team, that's when I'll be willing to jump all the way in. At least I know with the Sixers, they may have foolishly committed to some of these guys, but they went all in to win a title. They believe this is the team that can win them a title.
Yeah, they definitely went for it.
They went all in with these guys.
Probably too early.
Probably. If we're being honest with ourselves,
you're
probably
too early.
Probably. Yeah, probably. You know, the Horford thing, you really put yourself in a box when you – because now we're stuck with him.
Unless somebody well, I mean, maybe.
Maybe. So, but I like the fact that in basketball – it's not going to be as hard as it would be in baseball for the Phillies to do it. So I kind of like where the Sixers are where they are right now. And going forward, I just have more confidence in what they are doing than I do with the Phillies right now. Even though I like some of the players, like Joe Girardi being here, I just don't know if the front office, meaning Klintak, John Middleton, who's in charge? Are you going to be firing Matt Klintak after this year? Like, are you going to be moving to a new general manager? Like,
what you're saying is more about the Phillies and what they're not doing than the 76ers and you being really
right. It's not that the Sixers
heavy on them.
Yes, it's not like they have a championship team in the waiting. That's not what I'm saying. I just think they're closer than the Phillies are.
Yeah.
And not just in the here and now. I think moving forward, we're going to have – I don't even know when the Phillies are going to be in the postseason.
It's been a while. 888-729-9494. Let's hit
it's been
some –
8 years. Nine seasons?
Let's go heavy to the phones here. We have Bruce in Wilmington. Bruce, first of all, Phillies or Sixers? Who would you rather be right now, Phillies or Sixers?
I'm going to say the Phillies.
Why is that?
The reason why I say the Phillies, Ike, is because when I look at both front offices, dude, I don't have any confidence in any of them. And then when you're talking about the stars with Joel and Ben, it's like depending on them to figure it out, dude, what we've seen of both of them right now, they don't have enough to get it right now. Do I really think a couple pieces could help? I mean, just the immaturity, and it doesn't seem like it's like we want to give them a chance to mature, but how much of a chance can they have? Like, at some point, you would think that being a basketball player and having – like, they don't have that instinct. Like, okay, I want to go – I want to be successful. I want to better my game. I want to better myself. They just don't have that, and I think that's the issue. You have two stars who could be – they could be awesome. The talent they have, you could say, oh, the talent's there, but it's their attitudes. I don't care how much talent you have. If your attitude is such as it is, they're not going to get any better. They're not going to improve, and they have nobody there who's forcing their hand. So I think the Phillies, just because of that, are in a better position moving forward.
Nah, that's fair. I mean, listen, I can't argue against the maturity.
Those points,
yeah,
man.
No, those are fair points then. I mean, and the Phillies don't necessarily have to worry about that. All their guys seem to be mature. They seem to be, you know, once you got the Odubel Herreras and all that stuff out of there with some of those guys, they seem to have the right guys here now that are at least focused on playing basketball. Yeah, the biggest drawback with the Sixers, yeah, is whether or not these two young guys, are they championship-driven? Like,
they got to figure it out. These guys got to figure out what they
that's
are.
That's a fair concern.
All right, Bruce, you're in the doghouse.
Figure it out. Well, yeah, listen, I'm 52 years old, which doesn't mean a whole lot. My wife is younger than me. She's 39. But I was married before for about close to 20 years and got divorced, wind up getting remarried. So about a month ago, me and my wife, now we've been married now about 2.5 years. So about a month ago, we were driving, and my wife has this thing about speed. You cannot drive over the speed limit. I don't care how fast or how slow you're going. If you're over the speed limit, she's got an issue with it. So she's telling me to slow down. I'm like, man, I'm going to speed limit. So she keeps going. So out of nowhere, I'm saying out of nowhere because to me it was out of nowhere, I went to go say her name, and I say my ex-wife's name.
Huh?
Boy, you talking about the dumbest thing in the world, bro. Now, it gets better. So we get through that. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, how do you fix that? Because I didn't mean to say it.
Right.
So, okay, so she's like, listen, I don't care what you got to do. You got to fix that. That can't happen again. Well, last week, she said she was in the bathroom. She said, hey, check outside and see if the trash truck has pulled up yet. I'm like, okay. So I go out there, and I go to say her name again after I look out the window, and guess what I did? I called my ex-wife's name.
No, man.
Bruce, you guys got to go to couples counseling. She'll never get over this, man.
Oh, my God,
You got to find out why you keep saying her name.
Yes.
Now, listen, check this out, though. Now, my ex-wife and my wife are night and day. I'm talking about light and darkness. Like, my wife now, I mean, she's got a heart for people. She's kind. She's always doing things for people. We're always looking out for other people. So they're two different people. So the fact that I called her that, it's like, oh, my gosh, are you serious? And she knows how I have felt about my ex-wife, of course. Mm-hmm. So for me saying that, she's just like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, you saying figure out why you keep saying, I want to figure it out. But that, dude, I just got to stop that. That can't happen.
Now, no. And now it's Bruce, his head.
Yeah, Bruce, that cannot happen again, brother. I feel for him. Now,
that's a finalist.
Not yet, for sure. Not knowing what the relationship was like with the ex-wife, but the fact that it's an ex-wife.
Tells you something.
Tells me something. But they were married for 20 years, and he's been married with his new bride for, what, he said 2.5 years? Bruce, I don't know if I can help you out with that one, brother.
Yeah, good luck is what I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness, you didn't do it just once, man. You did it twice.
That's bad. That's really bad. Because now, what is she thinking now?
That you're thinking about
your ex-wife.
Or have you recently talked to her?
Right. Right, have you reconnected?
Bruce, did you leave that part out of the story?
I don't want to try to dive too deep into it. Let's go. Ray has an interesting story. Ray in Jersey. Ray, I want to know why you're in the doghouse. What's up, Ray?
All right. Well, I work in healthcare. I'm a physical therapist, and I encounter patients all day. And unfortunately, despite my best efforts, I contracted a parasitic skin infection. So this treatment's about 5 days long. It involves a very toxic topical ointment. And I literally have been quarantined from my house and relegated to living in my shed. And I can't have any contact with my wife, can't have contact with the kids due to the toxicity medication. So my wife is literally serving like dinners on top of a bucket outside the shed. And I have to keep the door closed and can't even interact with her whatsoever for fear of transmission of the disease or even getting in contact with the medication. So it's been a little bit dehumanizing, to say the least. And I told her, look, you think I could, have some more interaction rather than keep the door closed, not even being able to walk outside to greet you? She says, well, if you have a real problem with that, you could just start ordering out because I don't want to have anything to do with you until this whole thing's over.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Ray. I mean, when you go toxic topical ointment,
right,
that's
yeah.
an issue.
I think I'm with
yeah,
her.
Big time.
I think I'm with her, Ray. Yeah. Come on, man.
What kind of virus are we talking about
here? Yeah, exactly.
At least it's not the contravirus or whatever. Not SARS.
Yeah, they switched the name. Would you call it the what virus?
Contravirus?
Yeah, it's called coronavirus.
Yeah, that's what it started off with. Then they tried to switch it to this.
Yeah.
What John is saying.
So what's it called now?
What you're saying.
Is it? Yeah, that's what
it's contra. What is it?
Something
that.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, I don't
I know what
see
you're
it
saying. Yeah. Yeah. None of us want it.
Mm, my goodness. All right. Man, there's so many good people up here on the board. Let's do this. Kenny, Port Richmond. Kenny, first of all, who's in a better spot today and going forward?
I would go with the Sixers, definitely. Just because of the fact that I feel, though, as though if everything goes right with the Phillies, they should make the playoffs. If everything goes right with the Sixers, they could win a championship.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. This year, you're right. This year, you're right. I mean, that's I think that's how. If you're saying Sixers, I think that's how you look at it. Is that if everything breaks right and these guys figure it out, they have the talent to at least win it. But I guess, like from my perspective, I look at Embiid and I'm like, yeah, good luck. He's still worried about what's good, what people are tweeting about him, or whatever.
Yeah,
all right.
I get that.
All right,
I definitely get that.
So tell us why you're in the doghouse, Kenny.
Okay, my woman's sister recently had breast enhancement surgery, which we all agreed she definitely did not need.
Okay.
And after she was healed up, she was kind of having a coming out party for the twins. And she stopped over our place, and she said that after she took her sweater off, my reaction was, wow. And my woman was sitting there. I don't know that she appreciated that reaction, but...
She didn't appreciate the reaction.
It was her sister?
Well, it was her sister, yes.
Well, she should be okay with that.
Well, she came over because she wanted a man's perspective
exactly.
on how they felt to the touch.
Uh-oh.
And she wanted to know if it would be okay if I would give her an honest opinion. And I looked at my woman, and she said to me, if you want to, go ahead. So I said, are you sure? And she said, listen, if you want to, go ahead. So her sister took off her tank top.
What?
And I gave them a few tweaks. And since then, my woman has barely spoken to me. The only time she spoke to me was the other night we were watching the Academy Awards in silence. Mm-hmm. And to break the ice, I said to her, I'm surprised that they allow the women to speak as long as the men in their acceptance speeches. And she said, what the hell is that supposed to mean? And I'm joking around with her trying to break the ice. But I said, well, you know how it is with women. Sometimes once they get started, you can't shut them up. So I would think that they would place a special time limit on the female winners. Well, needless to say, she's going out with her single girlfriends tomorrow night. And yeah. I guess I'll be at the bar.
Yeah, something tells me, Kenny, you got what you wanted, man. I mean, I don't know if you really wanted to hang out with this young lady tomorrow. You're squeezing on her sister's breast. You know, it's one thing to look and just be like, yeah, you know, looks pretty good. Nice job. Nice. The doctor did a nice job. It's another thing. You obviously didn't pick up on how she phrased what the permission she was giving you. Sure, if that's what you want to do, if you want to, go ahead.
First of all, what is the sister doing asking, coming over, so even giving him the option of doing it? Like, right. we know what he did was dumb.
Well, that's a sibling rival thing. She doesn't have a man either.
New breast assist and...
Yeah, well, and she doesn't have a man, right?
Yeah.
Because if she had a man, her own man would be doing it. So now she wants to tweak her sister and have her sister's boyfriend do it.
I got to tell you, I didn't think we were going to get as many good applications for the doghouse as we've gotten, Ike.
Well, it just... I did.
He felt his girlfriend's sister's new breasts. That's Kenny.
Yeah, yeah, he said he tweaked them a couple times.
And he called his girlfriend his woman.
My woman. Yeah. I knew this was getting worse as the conversation was going on. I just wanted him to keep going. The only worst thing he could have said was my old lady.
Yeah, no, that would have been
that's something
been
you would say though.
Right, right.
My old lady.
A lot of our listeners are in the doghouse.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that, yeah.
Last three calls, toxic topical ointment, and Bruce in Wilmington keeps saying his ex-wife's name to his new wife.
Right.
888-729.
Do any of these beat the burying of the dead dog?
Well, that's a final.
No, that's still in the final.
That's a final.
Yeah, that's still in the final. And this dude is out here grabbing on his sister, his girlfriend's sister's chest.
Winner's going to get a great Valentine's Day package. More after this, 888-729-9494. Also,
I think the girlfriend has to call the sister. You got to handle that. You got to handle that. Like, the girlfriend, if your sister is doing that, you got to handle that.
Yeah, no, Kenny's girlfriend should break up with him. Right?
I wasn't saying that.
Well, I mean, it sure seems like she thinks that. Going out on Valentine's night.
Without him.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Coming back. More phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Right after this.
Hold on.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Would you crumpled it up? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Hey, coming back. Jack Fritz eats sushi with his hands, and we have the video to prove it. He really did that, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
With our big boss eating sushi, yeah, in the lunch area at the same time with chopsticks, Jack was eating with his hands.
And I really did ball my read up by accident.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, next March, I will embark on the inaugural Eagles fan cruise. Now, I want to invite you to join me and my fellow alumni, Mike Quick, Jeremiah Trotter, Jason Avant, David Akers, Vince Papale, soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer Harold Carmichael, and already Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, the great Merle Reese, plus current Eagles players. Now, the trip will offer unparalleled access to Eagles players, and I have a special offer just for my WIP listeners. Make sure you use my promo code IKE and receive even more access to private parties and Hall of Fame induction events for Brian and Harold. Details at PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com. Don't forget to use promo code IKE.